The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about the stupidest crap you've done showing off.
Yeah. Are you a show-off guy?
I stopped. No, I've never stopped. I mean, what do we mean by showing off?
I had a friend who was, he would always just take things just a little too far. Like, it would be fun. Like, I remember one example, we were staying at the hotel for the state basketball tournament. So all the basketball players are there in high school, and then all the cheerleaders too. Mm-hmm. So we're all at the pool, like hanging out, like high schoolers. And he was kind of pushing people in the pool. And then he grabbed my sister, who was a cheerleader, and like jumped in the pool with her. And she had her contacts in, and then her eyes got all messed up, and now she's this. And then he has to go over and comfort her, and like, I'm really sorry. And it's like, you just took it a little, that you're showing off, and then you just went a little too far.
Okay, well, as long as we're talking about pools, it's ironic that you brought that up, because I'm one of my biggest show-off moments. If you know me and you know the show, you know this. I can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can swim. I can like swim across something. But if you ask me to like tread water or not die in deep water, I can't do it. So,
okay.
If I can swim and get to something to hold on to, I'll survive. But if you drop me in the middle of the ocean, I'm a dead man.
Okay.
Within a pretty short period. But I dive. I love to scuba dive. But
yeah.
You have a BC on, you know, you have things on, you have an air tank. You're more buoyant. You're not going to die.
It's so interesting because you like going in the ocean. Like, right. I'm not a great swimmer, so I don't swim. But you love going into
the ocean. I love
the ocean.
I love the water. I just need some sort of, I need the little floaties on my arms.
Okay. So, or the door from the Titanic.
Yes. But I would leave Rose in the water. No, so here was my thing. I was at she was my girlfriend in college. We were at her apartment and they had a diving board on their pool and everybody was drunk and diving off the diving board. Then somebody got the idea to go up on the first story flight of stairs and get on the railing and jump off of it into the pool.
Oh no.
And then everybody's like, whoa, how badass. It was a 3-story apartment complex.
Okay.
I went up to the 3rd story. And it is cold outside.
Oh no.
So I am wearing sweatpants and I remember distinctly I was wearing an Amnesty International sweatshirt and I jumped essentially off a 3rd-story roof into a pool. I did make it. I did hit the pool. But immediately my giant sweatpants and my sweatshirt are full of water and I can't get out of the water.
Oh no.
I am drowning in front of a throng of cheering, adoring fans. They're just like, woo! And then they think I'm taking the funny act to the next level.
Oh, no.
By feigning drowning.
It's your most badass moment ever, followed by...
And I was dying.
Oh, no.
Eventually, I was drugged from the water and was like hacking up chunks of like... I basically drained the pool into my lungs. And what did I get out of it?
Yeah.
Street cred for 14 seconds before, instead of anybody remembering that I'm the badass who jumped off the 3rd story, I'm the idiot who jumped in a freezing cold pool in a sweatshirt and almost died. No one remembers the showing off part. They remember me being saved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That's what I've heard about you whenever people tell the story.
All right. So if you've done something stupid while showing off, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
There was a lot of showing off for me when I got my car for the first time definitely didn't know how to drive, but thought I knew how to drive, you know, and then I remember.
Did you ever have people in your car and show
off? I remember the first time I had a girl in my car. Oh, yeah. I remember driving with a girl in the passenger seat, and I probably shouldn't have even been driving. I was probably on a school permit, and I remember we were at a graduation party, and I was kind of driving up to where, like, everyone was hanging out, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be funny like you were doing. It's like, I'm going to drive as close as I can, but I'm going to stop it, right? Like, to kind of scare them a little. And I forgot which one is the gas and which one's the brake, so I hit the gas when I got way too close to him.
You didn't kill anybody.
No, and I had to slam on the brake.
Scatter drill.
Exactly. And then it's like, what are you doing? It's not cool or funny. You're like, oh, yeah, Tiak, good one. They're just like, what are you doing, man? You almost killed us. And I'm like, I know. And then the girl's all of a sudden not in the front seat with me anymore.
Because she didn't want anything to do with a mass murderer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I have one more. Why am I? Why did you please tell me you have like seven more so you look worse than me?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
When sure. I was young, I could ride my bike without hands forever. I don't know if you can do that. Can you do that?
No, no.
No hands on the handlebars?
No, it always just the wheel turns. How do you do that?
No, you have control of it with your balance. So you could just, I could ride my bike for hours and then I would pretend to have a steering wheel in my hands and then steer the bike.
That's cool. Like, yeah, like I would be impressed by that.
So I was leaving a bunch of people who were at my cousin's house and I was only like two blocks from my house. So I left and everybody's cheering as I left. So no hands, I'm doing the steering wheel and I'm looking back and waving and I didn't realize there was a parked car. And because I was looking back and showing off, I hit the parked car with my 10-speed bike at full speed and launched over the car. I was covered in road rash and regret.
No hands, though. Huh?
No anyone? Hands. All right. This has been a pathetic ride through my childhood.
Is this therapeutic at all?
No.
Is this, no?
If you've been... Here's what I think we're going to get, Tiak. I think we're only going to get women... calling to admit. We want your showing off stories, but I think it's all going to be women saying, I don't think women show off, is what I'm saying. I don't think we're going to get a single call from women. I think it's men peacocking. It's going to be like, I was at a party and this guy came up and wouldn't stop talking about his Beamer or wouldn't stop like men are the ones who show off. Women don't do it.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen. I'm too
they
busy
don't
showing
have
off.
To.
Right.
We want to sleep with them anyway, and exactly. We feel like we got to be no hands. Look at me. I can jump off the third story balcony. Yeah. Idiot.
I'm going to drive my car through the.
Yes, through
graduation.
A crowd of people. Yeah. Oh, look how cool I am.
Yeah, I'm on a learner's permit.
All right. If you've shown off, we want to hear your story, or you can rat somebody else out for showing off. Either way, we want to hear your showing off stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about showing off, a behavior that I believe only men do.
I don't know that I've ever seen a woman show off.
They don't have to.
Right. I'm too busy showing off myself
Correct.
To notice.
Women show up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all they
wow,
have to
that's
do.
A bar.
Eric.
How you doing?
How you doing? Showing off, what'd you do?
So I was in college riding across campus on my mountain bike. And up comes this girl named Debbie, who was like one of the hottest girls in our high school. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's Debbie Wise. I'm like, yo, Debbie, what's up? And she's like, oh my God, Eric. I'm like, yeah, hey. And right when I say that, there's like this little dip in the concrete. So I bunny hop my mountain bike to show off. My chain somehow comes off in the air. And I land and there's no tension on my pedal.
Yeah, nothing.
So I flip over the handlebars with my backpack on, yard sale all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And she's standing there looking at me and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Ta-da!
That's the Eric I remember.
Now I remember why I didn't sleep with you in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. You never landed Debbie then, right?
Never landed her after that. She had the look on her face like, yeah, dude, I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah, I would.
You didn't even land the bunny hop.
Thank you, Eric. Vanessa.
Yes.
Yes.
Showing off, what happened?
Yai. So I was a sophomore. It was my friend's first time getting her vehicle, and she had just got her license. So we were going to the drama team, you know, and there was a group of the seniors. So we wanted to, you know, show off fresh, you know, getting our license. And so my friend and I drive up front in front of this whole group of seniors. She opens up the driver door to, you know, kind of like, hey, look at my car. Ugh. Didn't put the car in park. So started rolling and she falls right out of the car, kind of, you know, hits with the door and, you know, road rash all over her leg and right in front of a big group of the seniors. So that was kind of our.
Fell out of the car and it kept going.
And it kept going. Yeah. So she was like, she must have like just took her foot off the brake and it was like rolling.
Yeah.
But she tried to stop it. And I think instead of hitting the brake, she hit the gas. So we kind of like just went and I thank God didn't fall out because I was in the passenger. But she definitely rolled out.
Because you're trying to throw your door open and check out my ride. Dude, yeah, that sounds like something a guy would do.
It does. Yeah, so then, but then you're the friend in the passenger seat. You got to get out. Drive much? Like, I'm still cool, seniors.
You do. You got to throw your friend under the bus.
I know. We'll talk about it later.
Kelly?
Yeah, I.
Showing off. What'd you do?
So I borrowed my husband's Viper years ago.
Ooh.
And took it to work and wanted to... one of my colleagues wanted a ride, so I took her out at lunch, and I knew better than to turn and gas it at the same time because those cars are very, very twitchy.
Yeah.
I did. But I was showing off, and I said, yeah, this will be fun, and I went in an intersection, turned it to the left, gassed it, broke it loose, did a jackknife turn right in the middle of the intersection, and bashed the rear tire right on the curb.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was that the last time you were allowed to drive the Viper?
Pretty close.
Yeah, and then your coworker gets like, drive much? I'm not with her.
If you do the drive much one more.
You got to play it off. Like, I'm not with them.
Did you have
coworkers.
The like blue and white Viper? Is that the one you're talking about? Was it a Viper with like the racing stripes on it and everything?
It was an ACR Dodge Viper.
I have friends who had them. I just want you to know, it is the car most inducive of showing off things. And I've had several of my friends have them towed out of intersections. So you're not...
I'm such a bad driver. I don't even like looking at them.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's an idiot-inducing car. So it's not just you. Laura?
Yay.
Showing off. I can't believe how many women have called.
Yeah.
What's showing off?
Really,
what'd you
wrong.
Do?
So when I was a kid, I took a school bus, and it was like a 45-minute ride or so. And rather than talking to, kids, I would sit there talking to the bus driver the whole time.
Oh, God.
And just fabricating random tall tales. I was a very creative child, apparently. Mm-hmm. And one day I was telling him all about the nice hill that my house was on, and there was this river and everything else. And he kind of stops and looks at me. He's like, Laura, I drop you off at your house, right?
Oh. Yeah, are we talking about the shack that I drop you off on? Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.